game night.
Daquan Smith will inbound. Catch by Eves. He lost it. Picked up by Murphy. Belmont wins. The Bruins have won the Ohio Valley Conference Championship, stopping Murray State's run at 2. And the Bruins are headed back to the NCAA tournament, this time with the automatic bid. 76-75.
This is Game Night on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Can we get much higher?
The dancing has begun. That call courtesy of 104.5 The Zone. John Lund, Larry Kruger. Game Night on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests will appear tonight via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And that's where Casey Alexander is. He can take a deep breath now. Belmont is dancing 76-75 over Murray State. 8 lead changes, 7 ties. And they are dancing once again. Tyler Scanlon had 17, including a layup with 3 seconds left for the win. 76-75, they avenge last year's loss to Murray State. And Casey Alexander does join us, courtesy of the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. First of all, Coach, congratulations on the win, and tell us what it was like at the end of that thing as you guys held on.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Man, it was a great game. And at the end of the game, you know, I'm just glad that we had the ball last, really. They technically had it last, but we had the last good look where we could execute something. And a remarkable game, remarkable finish. That should get everybody's juices flowing for March Madness.
Coach, you got a team with a lot of positives. You got some sophomores who play key roles. But talk to us a little bit about how you guys have led the nation in assists per game, over 18 a game.
Well, we got that's recruiting to that philosophy as a part of it. I mean, we recruit guys that are skilled players, you know, that are team guys, that are willing to make the extra pass, not be, you know, and we don't have a lot of dribbling in our offense. It's a lot of movement, a lot of ball movement. And then it's just kind of been a staple of our program for a long time. And fortunately, it's been a good formula.
Casey Alexander is the head coach at Belmont. The Bruins get into the NCAA tournament with a 76-75 last-second win over Murray State. But you guys aren't rookies to this whole thing. You beat Temple last year in Rick Byrd's final season. It's your first season. Like Larry said, you got some sophomores there, but you guys are not afraid of the big stage. You've won in the tournament before.
We have, and a lot of the guys returned from that team last year. We've won 12 in a row, so we're playing very well. We got 3 sophomores leading us, which is good for the future. So it's good times for Belmont.
No question. Coach, now where do you go from here? You're waiting to find out your seed and what region you'll be assigned to for the NCAA tournament, Selection Sunday coming up. But what is your staff doing this week to prep for the tourney?
Well, that's a good question. We're going to take 3 days off right off the bat. We're actually on spring break, so we're going to let a lot of our guys go home. They're going to have 3 days off. We'll get back on Wednesday evening. And then we'll focus on ourselves until we know who we're playing. You know, we'll have 3 or 4 practices without having any idea where we're going or who we're playing. But we'll be ready for that, and then the rest will take care of itself once Selection Sunday comes and goes.
How nice is that, though? I mean, you're going to have a bunch of teams that are going to be playing all week long. Some of them are going to be playing into the weekend. They're not going to know if they make it, but you guys know you've made it. Maybe you don't know, obviously, you don't know who you're going to play, but just to get that time to practice, to relax, how big do you think that's going to be?
Yeah, it's tremendous. And honestly, it gives us a lot of time to enjoy it. I do not envy those teams that play on that final weekend and have to turn around and go somewhere else. Our players get to enjoy this for the better part of, 10 or 12 days and get a lot of recognition because we're kind of first in the gate almost, and shows like this one, so I appreciate that. And we'll just enjoy it, soak it in and enjoy it. That's one of the reasons you do it.
Hey, Coach, when you get to the next round, you guys were 16th in the nation at scoring. You guys can score in the 80s. You're averaging almost 80 points a game on average this year. Would you like to play a team in the first round that can get up and down and score with you guys, or would you rather take on a team with a different kind of profile?
Well, I don't even know if I have a good answer for that. Games, they just take on a life of their own once you get in them. I would prefer somebody that doesn't deliberately slow the game down and make it a slow tempo. I think we're probably top 20 or 25 in tempo, so we play fast offensively, and that's our formula. But got to be ready to play no matter who it is or what the style is.
It's Game Night on ESPN Radio on the ESPN app. The Belmont Bruins are dancing. They win. They beat Murray State, avenging last year's loss, 76 75. Talked to their head coach, Casey Alexander, in his first year at Belmont. You know what I love, too, is, and this is going away every single year. We used to be surprised when a Belmont would come in and, you'd beat a big-time team. But really, mid-major is, I don't even like the term anymore because anybody can beat anybody. Isn't that how you guys feel? It's not like you're going to be intimidated. It's not a Cinderella story. You guys expect to be here and you expect to play well and you expect to win.
Well, we will respect who we're playing, and we'll know that it's going to be a tall task. But I can promise you we'll go into the game knowing that we can win. I don't know if we'll expect to win, but we'll know that we can win. We'll know what it takes to win. And I like the mentality of our team enough to know that I think we'll have a fighting chance.
Give us an insight how you talk to your team. You guys are rolling at this point. You haven't lost since, what, late January. Are you real tough with your team? Are you driving them hard? Are they in a good spot? Where's your team, and what do you need to do to get them ready?
I'm pretty demanding in a sense that every day I expect them to be ready to go. Most coaches are that way. Naturally, you have to navigate through fatigue and, the adversities that come within a season. But we are playing really well. We've won 12 in a row, came from three games back in our league to win the league in the regular season, and then we take this one here tonight. And so things are going well, but honestly, we've had very few games where we've been good on both ends of the floor at the same time. So there is a little bit of magic left in the satchel.
Coach, congratulations. Enjoy the week, and we'll see where you go next week. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.